Come on. What's going on, y'all? This Uptown ENT back at it again with a brand new podcast. On behalf of the Juggernaut, I am Mo. Here as always with my main man. You know what, B? I'm going to call you Dennis Rodman today because I'm going to need for you to clear the lane for me because I'm about to dunk on these niggas.
I need to free smoke.
Man, look, that motherfucking WandaVision shit, y'all motherfucking MCU, man, y'all, hey, we getting started, we getting embraced.
Let's hold them shake through the pressure.
Y'all motherfucking MCU fans, dog, the hypocrisy. Like, I've never seen so many people other than Trump supporters who blindly follow a motherfucker. That shit like a goddamn cult. Y'all can't at least admit that, you know what, man, the first two episodes is some shit. Y'all motherfuckers trying to talk, man, this series so good. Oh my God, this is the best series ever. DC could never. If you didn't like TV in the 40s or 50s, then you won't get this. And that's why it's so cheesy and goofy. But Wonder Woman just came out a few weeks ago. And y'all was trashing that shit, knowing that that shit had the damn 80s aesthetic in her. Maybe not the 80s aesthetic from DC, from actually the Washington, D.C., the area, with, you know what I'm saying, because it should have been a whole lot more black people in that movie, if we talk about D.C. in the 80s. But at the same time, so it's okay for some people to go back and do the aesthetic, but when other people do it, and they do it almost the exact same way, and if not worse, because they was acting so stupid in that fucking WandaVision shit. They was acting real stupid.
They was like, we know what the outcome gonna be. I'm like, oh, so now we pulling from the comic books. Because when I said something, they was like, nah, man, nah. I'm like, all right, okay. And they told me Marvel, I said Marvel movies was corny. And they was like, well, you know, they water it down because people don't read comic books. And now there's WandaVision coming out. And everybody know about the House of M and whatnot. Now we talking about comics. Are we talking comics now? Oh, now they like, you understand. I'm like, I thought they was watered down.
You motherfuckers ruined Zack Snyder's career, or tried to ruin his career. And this ain't even with the Batman Superman shit. I'm talking about these motherfuckers trying to ruin Zack Snyder's career back in when he did Watchmen, dog, because he took a direct adaptation of the book. And they was like, that's some bullshit. Y'all just take direct adaptations of the book. But now all of a sudden, y'all motherfuckers want people to follow the damn book. Get the fuck out of my face, dog.
Mm-mm. No, I had that same energy. I ain't even trying to defend Wonder Woman because, I mean, it was okay.
Yeah, but that shit was kind of trash, if I'm being honest.
Right. Yeah. I'm just saying, but I saw the like people critiquing that mug. I'm like, you critiquing this movie a little bit too much because Marvel movies be on that same path. In my opinion, the best Marvel movies were the Captain America movies.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Winter Soldier and Civil War, I will agree with you. That first Avenger one, I really couldn't get into it, but I'm agreeing with you, dog. Civil War, Winter Soldier, hot motherfucking fire, dog. 10 out of 10.
I said this on other podcasts. Like, I keep saying, they give him the best fight scenes, but the way they did him in Endgame, I wouldn't appreciate that shit. Mm-hmm. And now they trying to bring him back. I'm like, the way y'all killed off Tony Stark, Iron Man had a good movie too. I just couldn't get with the second and third one. I'm sorry. The first one, they should have brought Jon Favreau back for the other ones. That's where they messed up. Like, y'all killing off Tony Stark like that? Nah, y'all should have went into how it really happened with him and Captain Marvel. That would have been better to me. And now y'all want to do the House of... If that's where they're going with the WandaVision, which I think they skipping the House of M and jumping right into Secret Wars. That's what I think they're doing right now.
So are people shooting them bail, or do we call them out for doing the fucking reboot? Because that's really what those stories were. Those stories were reboots.
Right, because look, because all WandaVision was... Well, let me cut out WandaVision. All the House of M was, because, you know, she wished all the mutants and stuff away, was the damn snap all over again.
Yep.
That's all it was.
So my question is, though, like, what do we... I mean, that shit like a fucking cult at this point, ain't it, man? Don't the character like cultish? Because you cannot, there is no way you can like everything that a motherfucking company put out. Like, y'all gotta stop with this fucking loyalty and everything they do is great, and anybody who on the other side, fuck y'all.
And they go on there and defend it looking crazy. Like, damn, all six episodes ain't even out yet.
Right, and then on top of that, dude, we don't know if it's going to be a big, gigantic-ass swerve. I think I told you in just, like, a text message yesterday with just you and me. I was like, dog, I don't care how big the swerve is at this point. This shit too fucking goofy to come back from, in my opinion.
I'm waiting to see. I'm going to see what the other four episodes do. That third episode popping just like the first two, man. I don't know. Marvel moving backwards. How you going to jump? Like you said, I think they rebooting because you got Kang the Conqueror and Ant-Man movie. That's some time traveling shit. And then the multiverse kicking off and they bring all three Spider-Men back. And now what?
My man Andrew Garfield gonna act fucking circles around Tom Holland.
Man, his Spider-Man the best. He gonna tell him how to move. And Tom Holland's too gonna, like,
these motherfuckers fronted on Andrew Garfield. That's another thing, dog. It ain't like they even do that shit with DC movies. They even do that shit with, like, that are quote-unquote Marvel properties, but other studios have them. They even do that shit with, they did that shit with the Spider-Man movie, with the Spider-Verse movies. Like, with Venom. I remember when Venom came out, motherfuckers was hyping that shit, like, as soon as it dropped. They was like, oh, yeah, man, Venom is so good, man. Venom is a real good movie. Then the motherfuckers found out that shit wasn't part of the MCU. It was a Sony movie, a Sony Spider-Verse movie. These same niggas in that damn comic, that's why I left the comic book group, dog. These same niggas who was just hyping it a couple days ago, then they found out the shit was bad. They didn't even bother going back and deleting they posts. They used the same, they just made different posts and was like, oh man, this motherfucking movie trash, man. They did this wrong and that wrong. And even some of the shit, I was like, dude, that ain't even happened in the fucking movie. What is you talking about?
It sure didn't. I'm like, I thought Venom, they played, that's Sony. Like, that's how they do all their property. They leading up to something. But Spider-Man and crossed over, I'm like, this is a different universe. We doing something different. But, I mean, Venom to me was all right. Like, they ain't nothing of it for real.
It wasn't nothing to write home about, but it also wasn't trash. It was like a middle-of-the-road movie. It was like, you know what? I don't hate the movie, but I ain't going to go out of my way to rewatch it. If I'm flipping through channels and I happen to see it, okay, cool. I might go ahead and watch a little bit of it.
This is the Venom movie they was going to make to begin with Andrew Garfield. Before they flipped to Tom Holland. This was, do you remember when they was doing that Sinister Six thing at the end of Spider-Man 2?
Yeah.
They were supposed to make it with they were introducing all the villains. This was that Venom movie, part of that universe. So I guess in the multiverse, supposed to bring all this. They about to mix all this stuff together. And
dude, it's gonna be the fucking clone saga. It's gonna be the cinematic version of the clone saga. And we remember how the clone saga went. That shit got all out of control.
And they about to show you how goofy Marvel comic books started to get after a while.
You know what, man? Because I've been trying to purposely avoid. I know you've been posting this shit up in the group chat or whatever. Like, look at these niggas. I'm like, man, would you just stop?
I got because they be this stuff irritates me when they be going back. I don't hate none of the universe. I just hate them. I guess when they start talking. Cringeworthy. It is what it. Now you gotta. I gotta think about these movies now. I just watch them, be like, eh. You know, I ain't like it. And I ain't about to go critique it because I'm about to watch this other movie that I might like. And it might have the same flaws. You know what I'm saying? But this is my favorite movie. Just say that's your favorite franchise. You don't like just say you don't like Wonder Woman. Don't just sit here and be like, damn, they did this and this and that. Nah, you can't do that at this point.
Yeah, you can't do that, especially when you was just hyping it when somebody else did it. And it's not even like they did it better.
Right, that's just your favorite franchise. At this point, there's comic book movies we just picking at you. Like Captain America, probably one of my favorites. If they drop Cyclops in there, that's probably gonna be one of mine too.
Man, I'm still interested in seeing what they do with this X-Men franchise over there.
They gonna ruin it. I don't know. They probably gonna, hey, man. They gonna make it better because they got the funds for it. But they better not do my man now. Cyclops dirt.
They gonna put my man Clifton Powell as Magneto. I told you.
Down here, you see that? That's what we're looking for in the new one. If they install it, I'm gone. Just check for that kind of stuff.
You settled on this Clifton Powell. That'd be funny. Though. They need to do a parody with him. David Chappelle need to do something.
Oh, that shit would be so funny if they had Clifton Powell. They had Charles S. Dutton be Charles Xavier. And that motherfucker's like, and then Clifton Powell come down floating on that sheet metal top. I said, it's Neato, nigga.
Hey, somebody should do, they should do a voiceover of the episode and dress him up as Professor X. Like, remember the episode of Rock? He had him against the wall. They should do that and do like a Photoshop thing and have Magneto outfit on him. Get the voiceover. Just like do something where Charles S. Dutton, he just finally pop out that wheelchair and him up on that wall.
Hey, nigga, you know what? I was gonna say, dog, if one of us knew Photoshop, we should do it, but we should just do it anyway, even with horrible Photoshop skills. That'll make it even more fun.
Yeah. I'm at looking for it. Man, I gotta sign back up. I wish they didn't charge you $20 a month for that shit.
Yeah, they didn't know.
Like, let me buy.
Right.
But yeah, like, Cyclops, they sleeping on Cyclops. I'm gonna say, when I was a kid, you know, you had your favorite X-Men characters. Now when you're growing up, you're like, man, that motherfucker was kind of weak. He don't do nothing. And Wolverine, one of them, like, I was like the biggest Wolverine fan when I was younger. And I'm like, he kind of trash, man.
Yeah.
He ain't got no fighting moves.
I think that's part of the reason why we like Wolverine, because that motherfucker, like, granted, we didn't know that he really had no moves, but we was like, this motherfucker squabble at a second's notice.
Right. But he be getting tossed up. Like how all these other Weapon X dudes got to do the bit like Deadpool? I'm like, how he be better than Wolverine?
Right. And nigga, why is Wolverine the shortest one out of all of them? That nigga like 5'2 or some shit. He on Tory Lane status.
Right. And then when you read that he got beat up by the Punisher, man.
Nigga, the Punisher ain't got no motherfucking powers, and he fucked him up.
He rolled him over with a steamroller. I'm like, this Wolverine, this y'all Wolverine?
Man. Is this y'all king?
And then this motherfucker in over there in Japan fight with a sword. I'm like, why? I'm done, man. I'm like, man, let this motherfucking Cyclops get the shine that he need. He probably like the best X-Men. And then that's Gambit to me. Somebody probably don't.
Yeah, I hope they bring Cyclops' brother over, finally bring him to the movies, because I was always a fan of Havoc.
So they messed him up in the First Class movies. Why is he older? He not the older brother.
Motherfuckers, cuz, man, I think, you know what, I think the motherfucking producers just saw, like, don't nobody care about continuity, so they was just like, we just gonna throw shit up in here. But then they got their asses handed to them for fucking up continuity. But they was probably just like, hell, Disney don't care about continuity, so why should we?
Nah, man, we gotta, because I'm sitting there watching First Class, I'm like, this was a good ass movie, but why is Havoc the older brother? Like, that made me mad. Like, that ruined, like, the part of the movie for me, because I was just like, how they gonna play? So is Cyclops in here somewhere, but he older? Nope. Man, soon as the second movie.
When you think about it, though, man, the X-Men comic books are really kind of, like, fucked up, because I was reading something recently where about, like, Longshot. You remember him?
Yeah.
So, and then apparently he has a son. Well, it's his son, but it's also his father in different timelines, depending on who you look at it. But his name is Shatterstar. So, like, in certain timelines, that's his son. In other timelines, that's his father. And they just kind of flip-flop. But I'm like, that's some goofy-ass shit right there. These niggas like dad bros. What the fuck?
Marvel, yeah, they just because you got that uncanny bullshit, and then they switched over to Astonishing, which they tried to fix everything. Which now Astonishing X-Men is in all they like crossovers and whatnot. So they completely cut out Uncanny didn't make any sense. And then you had regular X-Men, and it's like, And hold up. And all three of them X-Men got different origin stories.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm like, I'm so confused, man. Well, I don't know which one to go with. That's probably why they like the movies the way they do, because they read them comic books and was like, I'm good. Let's just make us. That's what they did. That's how people like Spider-Man, man. Like, when you were a kid, you looking into this stuff, you're like, oh, man, this is dope. And you get older and started reading, you're like,
this out of story should have won.
You're like, damn.
Dude, I know I brought it up numerous times, dude, but like that Spider-Man clone saga, that shit made me stop reading comic books altogether. I'm talking about DC, Marvel, Image. I stopped reading comic books for like 4 or 5 years, man, with that clone saga. Because dude, that shit just got like so, it was even unbelievable, even for a damn comic book.
Man.
And then the way this ended after they was like, yeah, Ben Reilly is the real true Spider-Man. After like, I think that shit was like over 100 issues across all Spider-Man books for the clone saga. And they're like, yeah, Ben Reilly's the one true Spider-Man. Yeah. And then I'd be goddamn less than a year later, I think, the motherfucking Norman Osborn fucking returned and impaled this nigga with a goddamn glider. And this nigga just melted in the dust. And they're like, oh, wait a minute. Looks like Peter was the real Spider-Man. Our bad. Like, what the fuck?
Man, look. That made me hate Spider-Man comic books all together. I'm like, I can't do Spider-Man no more. Like, because this multiverse and all these different, like, oh, he with Mary Jane. Oh, he with Felicia. No, Felicia died in the first comic. But like, why we switch to Mary Jane then? Like, they not even in the same universe. And then they hit the multiverse and put them all together. I'm like, man, I'm confused.
Then when Aunt May had died in the first Civil War, and then that nigga made a deal with the goddamn devil. He made a deal with the actual devil to be like, hey, look, I just want Aunt May to come back. And the devil, the devil didn't even ask for his soul. What did the devil ask for? He was like, I don't want you and Mary Jane to be together no more. And then he did a fucking Thanos snap, and all of a sudden, Aunt May was back living. Fucking nobody knew who Spider-Man was anymore, which was a dumb damn decision anyway to have this motherfucker go on national TV and take off his mask and be like, I'm Spider-Man. Who the fuck wrote that shit? That shit was so fucking stupid.
And that's and really all Spider-Man.
And all this motherfucker care about, all a damn devil care about, now, everything we know about the devil is the devil's evil. Why didn't the devil just say, hey, you know what? You're going to be an agent for me. You're going to be an agent for evil. Or I'm going to take these spider powers away from you. How about that? This motherfucker talking about some, nah, nigga, I don't want you to be married to her no more. Like, damn, dog, what the fuck? You trying to slide up in? You trying to slide up in my chick DMs? What the fuck? You trying to move me out the way?
Was that Mephisto or whatever his name is?
Yeah, that fake ass low version of low budget version of the devil in Marvel Comics.
That dude stupid too, man. He get beat up by Blackheart.
I don't know, man. And I know we got other stuff to talk about. We got to talk about like some NBA stuff and everything, but you got anything else for these MC? Man, you got anything else about this WandaVision show? That's where we started at.
I said I'm reserving. I mean, I'm going to stick to it. I'm going to reserve my thoughts because, okay, you going to ask me right now, I didn't like it.
Yeah.
I couldn't get into it. I like watching the Golden Girls, Dick Van Dyke, and Bewitched, and I Love Lucy and all that, but...
Nigga, they tried so hard to get that Bewitched on. I was like, look at this shit right here.
We like 1950 shows that came on TBS back in the day. We was kids. We wouldn't go watch
Leave
them.
Leave it to Beaver.
Tell me you gonna watch them now as an adult.
Nigga, that fucking laugh track was a goddamn insult, dog. Oh, it was an insult. God. Like y'all didn't need that fucking laugh track, man. Come on.
I know what it is. I just want to get to the end game. I want to get to episode 6 and find out. I don't want to keep doing this bullshit. I already know Monica. You know Monica Rambeau is supposed to show up in this.
Who's gonna play her? Was that who's supposed to play her?
The black girl. I can't remember her name. She was in Dear White People. I can't remember.
Oh,
her
Tiana.
Name.
No, that one Tiana Paris. Wait, was it?
Hold on. Let me. What's her name?
Tiana Paris. Oh, hold on. I might be mispronouncing her name because, yeah, I just know she fine as all get out. Oh, yeah. Tiana Paris is T-E-Y-O-N-A-H Paris. P-A-R-R-I-S, yeah. Oh, she's going to be in the upcoming Candyman movie, too.
Oh, she in Captain America. But yeah, she's supposed to be in WandaVision.
She's going to be in WandaVision. She's going to be in Captain Marvel and WandaVision.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I thought she showed up in WandaVision already.
Was she Gerald?
You know what? That might be somebody else I'm thinking about. Because when they was at the fair and Vision was trying to be a fucking magician, and then he made her appear out of nowhere. Well, I ain't going to see out of nowhere. She came about that damn box. That was a box or something, wasn't it?
I was having a hard time paying attention. Because I was just sitting here looking at it like, I'm trying to figure out where they're going. The most exciting division, or WandaVision, was the end when they was doing the, hello, Wanda, are you there? I'm like, so that's kind of like the house with them, sort of. Like they're trying to get in her mind, trying to get her to snap out of it because she's destroying the world, the reality.
Hey, man, I'm gonna tell you something right now. The fact that there aren't mutants in the area, so I don't know how they can really do House of M because it ain't mutant stuff technically exist in that universe, at least not yet. So are they gonna flip it and be like, okay, we want you to do the opposite, and then she, instead of saying no more mutants, she gonna say give me mutants or some shit like that, and then you gonna see like the X-Men like show up, or at least need to see Magneto show up because Magneto her motherfucking dead.
Right. And how they not saying mutants yet when she a damn mutant? How they explain her powers?
Because mutants don't exist in the MCU because they didn't own the right. I don't know if they just didn't own the right to the word mutants, or they was like, nah, we say mutants, motherfuckers don't think X-Men. So we just gonna call them something else.
I was gonna explain that because you know she was in, they didn't say her name though, but she was in the second X-Men movie.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she was sitting down, like levitating stuff, and Quicksilver looked around.
Yep.
I was like, how are they going to explain this? Because now everybody got questions. You fucking use the MCU. And before we get off the subject, this is what I hate. When you pick DC over Marvel, as far as like these lists go, and people are like, how? No, Marvel's. I'm like, motherfucker, you don't read comic books, and so don't come at me with that bullshit. This is when I say DC, I'm talking about all the properties. I'm not talking about just the movies. Okay, yeah, we know Marvel movies better than DC movies, but that's not what I'm including in there. We got to include all the content.
And are Marvel movies better than? Hold up for a second. I need to jump in right quick. Are Marvel movies considered better than DC movies because it's a larger sample size? Because it's like, dude, y'all got way more shit out here. So, of course, you would think that some of this shit gonna have to be good as opposed to like the very small sample size we have with the DCEU.
I don't know what they included, to be honest with you. I'm going by their standards at this point, saying MCU, the Marvel movies better, because I don't know. What a mess up a Marvel movie for me if you get the villain wrong.
Yeah.
And I feel like DC, they get most of their villains right in some of their movies. For the people that didn't like Aquaman, I was like, well, shit, that shit was all in the comic book.
And I think they picked the perfect dude to play Black Manta.
Yeah, the Black Manta was everything in that. Like, that's the only reason why I liked Aquaman. Like, Aquaman was kind of boring to me, but I was like, this is how his comic books are. His older one. And also, I don't like the dude they pick as Aquaman. He too damn tame.
He don't look shit like Aquaman, dog. That motherfucker, I think, didn't he like put like some blonde highlights in his hair or something? He ain't even completely blonde. That nigga look like a fucking rocker playing, a meathead rocker playing Aquaman.
Don't make any sense. Like, pick somebody else. They had all these other people, and you ain't even got to get. They could have had I don't know if you watched it, but it's a movie. Like, it's like the sequel to Shark Boy and Lava Girl. Mm. It's called like We Can Be Heroes Too. But the dude that can fly in there, I forget his name. They should have had him play Aquaman. I think he was in Brothers, the four brothers, the one they the brother that got shot.
Oh, that dude. Okay, yeah. You know what? Yeah, I agree with you.
He could have played Aquaman. Like, he
dude, fucking Armie Hammer could have played Aquaman. They were trying to get Armie Hammer to play a DC superhero for a minute.
Oh, yeah. I forgot. He was in the villain in Iron Man 3. What they need to do, DC need to get out that shell and just have these heroes fighting each other, man. I'm talking about, like, that, you know how Rebirth, when Aquaman and Superman was fighting each other and Aquaman tossed Superman up?
Yeah.
They need to start doing this shit to get these fans back into them.
Man, I think that, honestly, man, I feel like whoever does like the DC animated movies, they need to have them be the people who write the live action joints.
Yeah, I agree.
Because I don't know what it is, man. Them motherfuckers get it right like 99% of the time. They have got it right with them DC animated movies.
I feel like with Snyder, he be trying to make his movies too long, and that's probably why they be pushing him out. But he didn't even write. I didn't know he didn't write all the Justice League.
No, because they wouldn't let him. Because they was because they was listening to the motherfucking angry mob after Batman versus Superman.
Which I get it. I mean, the Ultimate Edition of Batman versus Superman explained a lot, but like I said, the villain kind of ruined it for me. How they did Dark. What's his name? I forgot his fucking name. Doomsday.
Yeah, and then, I mean, honestly, before we even got to Doomsday, I was turned off with the way that fucking Jesse Eisenberg was playing Lex Luthor.
Yeah, this was the damn, I'm like, we don't need Super Friends Luthor in there. I like the other one better. Mm-hmm. That's who he was playing, that mad scientist Luthor.
Yeah. I ain't like that shit. I want them motherfucking evil, conniving, suave, debonair, Lex Luthor.
Hey, why they put Luthor in the animated series? He almost like a black dude.
Yeah, he is.
I was like, man, my only one is seeing this, man. This dude look like, I think he voiced by a black dude too.
You know what, man? That's what I said it when it first came out. I was like, dude, I forgot who I said. I was like, dude, they could have had got any insert black actor here and just had them shave their head bald and they could have played Luthor and they would have did way better than fucking Jesse Eisenberg.
Yeah, they gonna have to stay and step out. I don't care what color dude. Yeah, they could do the black dude. There's plenty of black actors that could play Luthor. Shit, Idris.
Yeah. Nigga, Denzel would have killed that motherfucker, bro. He be doing that Denzel talk. Okay. I almost sent 20,000 kryptonite missiles to this motherfucker, right?
Oh, man.
Shit. Okay.
MCU cats, man, please just read into other content other than these movies. There's more stuff out there. Because if I hit you with it, man, tell me about Jean Grey. You'd be like, oh, no. Nah, that's not going to cut it. Don't diss me in my DC when I pick DC in there, too, and run it with Marvel.
Man, and you know what? Both of them companies need to be really scared and better hope that, like, Image don't ever start making live-action films.
But Image under DC properties, though, right? Ain't they under Warner Brothers?
I think you're thinking about Wildstorm.
You think Image is a Static Shock?
That's Milestone. That's Static Shock. Yeah. Image is like where they doing like the TMNT. And then they doing they were doing that series Invincible. Did you ever read that?
No, not yet.
Man, go get you some trade paperbacks. Man, go get the Invincible trade paperbacks, dog. It's like this dude, his name is like Mark Grayson. So they already kind of like winking or whatever. But his father, he's a superhero. His father was a superhero. But his father ends up being like batshit crazy. And he's taken over by like an alien race that just been sent here as a damn plant. And basically the whole series is him trying to fight his father. His father being beat his ass, like leaving this boy for dead.
I might have to check that. I might have to look that up.
I think they're gonna have like an animated movie for Invincible come out. I know they are, but I think it's either this year or next year. Who knows with COVID? I think it's supposed to be an Amazon movie.
Okay.
Yeah.
I wish somebody other than Nickelodeon owned the rights to TMNT, because I never see no properties from them. Hardly. Yeah.
And they not gonna do TMNT the way it need to be done with like the new version of it.
They need something, like they holding it back. I ain't getting no games, no nothing. They worse than Marvel with their license, man.
Them motherfucking TMNT comics though, them motherfuckers is vicious, man. Like a couple years ago, like Bebop and Rocksteady, they took them from being just fucking laughing stocks to like, oh, these motherfuckers vicious.
That's what they needed to be, that goofy cartoon, Bebop and Rocksteady and Shredder and all them. I'm like, hey, this motherfucker Leo need to use his swords on somebody. He gotta slice and dice some motherfucking body up.
Nigga, I'm saying no, because you know my man Raphael, he ain't got no problem with taking somebody down for good.
Nope. Y'all ninjas, man. Assassinate them motherfuckers.
Right. All right, man. Can we talk about sports for a minute?
Yeah.
All right. So, as many of y'all know who be listening to the podcast, I am a Houston Rockets fan. I'm still a Houston Rockets fan, but they did trade James Harden. James wanted to get the fuck up out of there, and it was time for James to go because it wasn't going to work with James Harden in Houston anymore because James decided that it wasn't going to work anymore. I think that they could have had a nice little squad this year with James, Boogie Cousins, John Wall. It's just like, dude, you said you was hard having to do it on your own, even though your ass couldn't get along with anybody they brought in. Your ass couldn't get along with Dwight Howard. Traded him away. You couldn't get along with CP3. Traded him away. Russell Westbrook is like your motherfucking best friend, your ace bone coon. You couldn't get along with him. It's just like, at some point, dude, everybody else ain't the problem. As Martin's mama said on the Thanksgiving episode of Martin, if it smell like cabbage everywhere you go, maybe it's you. Maybe you just stink.
He tripped, man. I know you're not like a player fan. You more like the team fan. Mm-hmm. So I didn't expect you to, like, I figured you wouldn't care if you would have left. Like, I figured you would be like, man, fuck that dude.
Yeah, just like, I mean, for real. I mean, I appreciate the past, like, what's it, like 10, 12 years that he's been with my team or whatever, but it's time to move on, dog.
He's still
now, I was,
it's on the way. Why do you want to live there so bad?
Man, because, well, you know what, though, B, and this ain't no shot at nobody. It's a LeBron effect, dog, because ever since LeBron formed that damn that Heat team, dog, motherfuckers been trying to go on ahead and link up still. Because they just like, nope, we got to, everybody been trying to link them to beat LeBron. And I know a lot of people don't like Golden State, but y'all got to think, Golden State did it the right way. At least with like them first two championships, they did it the right way. They drafted everybody. They didn't have no big name free agents. They drafted Klay. They drafted Draymond. They drafted Steph Curry. And they built that into a championship team. But now everybody's just like, nah, man, we just gonna go and trade for pieces. And now Brooklyn, I'm like, okay, yeah, y'all got Durant. Y'all got James Harden. James Harden, fat ass, went out there and got a motherfucking triple-double his first goddamn game, 40-point triple-double. I was like, look at this old block-built-ass nigga.
He went out there and tried to climb, huh? Like, yeah. Oh, you happy now?
No. Oh, no, nigga. It wasn't no try to. That nigga clowned. That nigga acting a fucking fool in that first game. But then, I mean, and Kyrie is still out or whatever now. Whether you want to believe the reports or whatever, I'm kind of being kind of, I know everybody kind of like getting their jokes off on Kyrie, but this got strong chat with Bozeman kind of vibes to me or whatever. It's like, y'all making fun of this nigga, but Kyrie definitely has some mental health issues. He's talked about it before. And honestly, man, with the timing, that what he did of like, okay, I'm gonna fucking just sit down. with the timing of what he did and then how it coincided with the riots on the Capitol in D.C., Kyrie might just be like, because I know he is real big on social causes, because he's still been out here like, dude, what the fuck is going on with the cops who killed Breonna Taylor? You know, what the fuck is going on with, you know, charging these people? And I can't speak for that man, but if there ever was a player who I think would honestly be like, nah, fuck that, because, you know, fuck that. These NBA owners ain't really doing what they supposed to do. You know, or they ain't doing what they promised us that they were going to do in terms of trying to help with social justice and everything. That could be a situation. Maybe it might be something wrong with his mama, or maybe Kyrie might just be like, you know what, fuck y'all. I'm sitting down. But I don't think he would do that to his team, though. I think Kyrie don't like everybody else, but I think I mean, for all accounts or whatever, you know, if you ask people, if you ask teammates, even LeBron would say that, you know, he enjoyed playing with Kyrie.
He just was like, I don't want to be in LeBron's shadow. This me.
Well, no, nah, wait a minute, nigga.
That's what he said, though, in the interview. That's what he said. I'm just saying that's what he said. That's okay. Coming out of his mouth.
Okay.
And, Stephen A. Smith was talking about it.
He did. No, wait. Okay. Well, he did say that, but he also has said in several interviews, like, he was like, no, they were trying to trade me. They were trying to trade me in Cleveland. And I'm like, dude, there is no way a trade going to happen in Cleveland without LeBron knowing about it. And then that's when he was like, and then he found out that they were trying to trade him to Phoenix. They were trying to trade him to Phoenix for Eric Bledsoe, who LeBron and Eric Bledsoe are like real close or whatever. And he was like, dude, I'm not about to fucking go to Phoenix and play there or whatever. Like, you know what? How about this? Y'all trade me. I'm going to sit down. I'm going to go have season-ending surgery. I'm not playing for y'all no more. Trade me. And then that shit just got so out of control, whatever. I mean, because even the former GM of the Cavs even came out and was like, yeah. Like, and I was trying to smooth it over. And then LeBron found out. And LeBron was like, man, don't trade Kyrie, man. Don't trade Kyrie, man. I'm LeBron James, man. Don't trade Kyrie, man. Please don't trade Kyrie. Let me work this out, man. I'm 2-3. Let me work this out. And Kyrie was like... And Kyrie, like, nah, dog, nah, you want to be gone, I'm going to leave. Here's a list of teams that I want to be traded to. I'm about to have season-ending surgery. I'm out. Which, people get traded all the time, but I think it's a way that you trade people. Especially since Kyrie was kind of all in with it with LeBron or whatever. He was even saying after they lost to the Warriors that one year, he was like, hey, man, ain't no thing, man. We'll be back to get them next year. And... then he kind of found out that, like, LeBron was trying to get him out of there to get his friend in there, which Eric Bledsoe ain't nowhere near the player of Kyrie. Kyrie is not, like, a great player, all-time great. He's just a star. He's, like, one of them guys who that we talk about, like, back in the 90s or whatever. Like, we talk about every team had a star. He can be a star. Kyrie can't be the first option. He can kind of be the second option depending on the team, but he can't be option number one. But hell, at this point in his career, is LeBron even option number one, though? AD is option number one.
Nah, I think this is last run with the Lakers. Like dude said LeBron, in his skits, I'm 36. Why y'all trying to be me? Yeah.
Hey, man. You know what, though? I think LeBron might try to stay around for, like, another few years or whatever, at least for his son to get in the league, because I feel like he want to play with his son.
When you think he going to get in the league?
Man, I don't even know how old that kid is or whatever. Shit, I'm assuming, like, sometime within the next 3 to 4 years, but LeBron might be on his last legs at that point. Because, I mean, I know everybody got hype. Vince been a shell, and Vince was a shell of himself for like years before he actually retired. I think, I don't know, man, because like I know everybody got hype off LeBron when they was like, oh my god, he did a no look 3-pointer, which it wasn't no look 3-pointer. He just shot the ball and turned around. That wasn't a no look, dog. A no look is when you honestly are not looking at the fucking hoop and you just gonna shoot that motherfucker. Shoot that motherfucker, turn it around. Niggas do that every day. Nick Young, dumbass, did it before.
In one of them Power Ranger moves. I know that's good. Hey, we just missing the explosion.
Some cheap ass pyro.
Yeah. That's all they did.
But I mean, then I heard like, okay, after Brooklyn traded for Houston, after Brooklyn traded with Houston. And by the way, the Houston Rockets got back Caris LeVert, who they flipped and sent to Indiana and got Victor Oladipo back. And man, I'm so glad they did that move. Not only because I think Oladipo's a better player and a better fit in the system than Caris LeVert. This nigga Caris LeVert, they actually found out that this nigga got a growth on his kidneys.
Oh, Lord.
And I was like, oh my God. I'm like, first thing I think was, damn, dog, I'm glad my motherfucking team ain't keep this nigga.
That's messed up. Oh, man.
I said, he Indiana problem now.
Not on my team.
Bring in my boy Victor Office Depot and let him play with Boogie and Cuz and Christian Wood and them, and have Eric Gordon continue to come off the bench. And who knows, dog? Like, I think Houston's still going to make the playoffs, definitely or whatever, but they may make some noise or whatever, because now it's going to be more of a team game other than, all right, James, bring up the ball. James, go ahead and dribble for like 20 seconds while everybody else just standing around looking at his ass, and then he either drives to the cup to get a foul or he dishes off to somebody and they end up missing the fucking shot because they're not actually engaged in the game.
Right. Yeah.
So
mad about the trade too.
Yeah.
And he not freak Greek. He mad about this shit.
I think you know what though, but Giannis has always been like, he's always been against super teams. That's why when people was talking about some, man, Giannis gonna go to the Warriors, and Giannis was like, I ain't doing that shit. And they're like, Giannis gonna come to the Lakers. Giannis like, no, I'm not doing that shit either. Like, I don't want to team up with you niggas. I want to beat y'all. Like, Giannis still got that old school mentality.
He the supersonic.
Right. He like, look, I'm gonna stay here. If the Milwaukee end up drafting somebody, or if a free agent wanna come here, cool. But I'm gonna go ahead and just stay here and ride it out or whatever, because for him it's more important for him to be like, I guess, like, I did it on my own, or I've been here. Like, he don't want to be like them other players. And then part of it is, yeah, kind of like he saw what, like, the decision did to LeBron and what it did to, like, his fucking career or whatever, dude. Because people still be talking shit about LeBron or whatever, which, I mean, I kind of understand. But now I kind of like, okay, some of y'all just motherfucking hating because y'all don't like this dude.
Right. It's a little bit too much. Like, all right.
Yeah, so, oh man, so, but did you hear that the Lakers, in response to the Brooklyn trade, they trying to go on ahead and trade to get Brad Beal up out of D.C.?
Really?
Yeah, but see, the thing about it, I think the Lakers definitely had a picks to pull it off, but I think that would be a mistake, though, because the Lakers are going to trade so many pieces from their bench to get Brad Beal, and it's like, dude, they're not going to have a bench anymore.
Yeah,
I know you might be excited. I know you might be excited because they'll trade Kuzma.
Are they gonna? Not for that though, man. They need a bench because who knows what AD gonna do playing in them Kobe's. I think they need to chill. Like, they don't even really need. They cool with what they have right now.
Dude, I know, but man, it's just like this knee-jerk reaction or whatever, and motherfucker, hey, one dude got mad as shit when that report from ESPN came out, the Lakers are looking to trade Brad Beal. He was like, they should change the name from the NBA to the LHL, the Let's Help LeBron League, because everybody want to help him win another championship. Yeah, I said, this nigga mad.
Sure is, but look, are they playing a full season this year?
They only play 72 games. Okay, so 10 games off.
I might be afraid of KD if I was him, maybe. If this was a long season, probably not.
KD feel like fully back because KD ain't really playing. That's another thing about Brooklyn. Who the fuck gonna play defense there? Because James has showed you he ain't got no interest in playing defense. And KD used to be a good defensive player, but coming off that injury, KD ain't really a dog on defense like he used to be.
Mm. That ain't gonna do shit.
I ain't gonna say what they are. I don't think they are either, but you know, you sound a whole lot more confident about that shit than me.
Kyrie ain't coming back.
I don't think he ain't never coming back.
Not this year.
You he think might. So?
Man, he can't. If he show up in the playoffs, man, I'll be mad.
I think he's gonna show up before the playoffs because I think he's gonna show up before the playoffs. Bro, they wanted him to play. They wanted him to play this past Friday, but then the league, because they mad at him for being out, they was like, "No, you can't come back because we don't know where you've been, so you on the COVID list until you come up with a negative test." I don't know, man. I'll be interested to see it, but I really do. I'm like you though. I don't think the Lakers need any more help, dude. The Lakers got everything they need.
Right, they already utilized what they had last season.
Yeah,
I just want to see what they can do during the whole season if they keep everybody at the time.
And they literally got everything they need. So I'm like, dude, y'all don't need to bring nobody else up in here. Like, I think they'll just fuck shit up more, like chemistry wise.
Yeah.
Because man, them niggas got a nice bench. Kuz excluded. They got a nice bench. They got Wesley Matthews. They got my man THT. Man, they got a KCP or whatever. Like, they got a nice bench. Like, I'm envious of that bench. But it's just kind of like, what the fuck are you going to do or whatever? Like, are you going to, because you definitely going to have to trade at least 3 to 4 of those people along with a draft pick to D.C. for Brad Beal. And on top of that, Brad Beal only got like 2 more years left on his deal. So, and ain't no guarantee he going to re-sign with the Lakers. So you done traded this shit for nothing.
And leave it be. Don't do
especially if y'all don't win that fucking, especially if y'all don't win a fucking title, dog. That shit gonna look real stupid.
Leave it be. Y'all only playing 10 games. You don't need that motherfucker. Shit. What else?
That was it before. Well, I mean, do you want to talk about like the playoffs, NFL playoffs?
I keep telling these dudes, man, these Steelers fans that switched over to the Browns, I told them at work, I was like, man, it's going to be Casey and Bucks in the Super Bowl.
Dude, why the fuck did they switch over to the damn Cleveland Browns, though, when the Cleveland Browns are their division rival? It would have made more sense for them to be like, okay, y'all, we about to root for the Bills now. Or do like I do, just shut the fuck up after your team lose.
But dude, Toby, he said, we was in the WebEx, that the Browns is going to beat the Chiefs. And I'm like, nah, it's going to be the Chiefs or the Bucks. Watch. And then on Facebook, he was like, hey, if they play like that, then they definitely losing to the Bills like the way they did. I'm like, nah. That was like the Chiefs play better. And then you just mad because they beat the Browns and y'all couldn't do it with them 4 interceptions y'all had through and quarterback.
Nigga, they beat the motherfucking Browns. And then how much time in the game did Mahomes end up missing?
Was it just a quarter?
I know it was a quarter. I just don't know which quarter, but I don't remember.
Did he throw the interception or was it the backup quarterback?
I didn't watch the game, but I'm gonna go ahead and just say it was the backup because fuck that nigga.
My own's got rocked.
It was
the dude from the whatchamacallit. They backup quarterback, nice. I think.
Kansas City.
Yeah, he played on that XFL league.
That don't mean shit, nigga. The XFL went out of business twice. What the fuck is you talking about? Nigga, did you just bang on the table?
Because I'm trying to remember his name. Man, hold up, man. I can't remember his name. Oh, it was Chad Henne, man. Ugh.
Yeah, that's why I just said Chad Henne ain't no fucking body.
What happened to the old dude? They had another dude from the XFL. They should have used him. That's on trip.
Don't nobody give a fuck. Yeah, I think you're the only person giving this motherfucker props to XFL players.
This dude said, I should have known it was Chad because Mahomes is like, anything can happen.
Yeah, I saw this shit too. I was like, man, get the fuck out of here.
Hey, man, people was like, oh, Mahomes got rocked. He ain't come. Like, man, the dude got hurt worse than that last year. Came back and won the Super Bowl.
These motherfuckers out there, they're minor. They think Mahomes ain't coming back to play in the championship game.
The Kansas City, like, the comeback team, like, I don't know. They be making their fans mad. I be seeing that shit. And then they come back and win. I'm like, man, y'all be doing y'all fans dirty, man. Y'all be doing y'all fans dirty. Like, y'all know they be in there hot. Like, come fucking with me.
Come on, man. We need to win this game.
Blood pressure and everything is skyrocketing. Fucking with me.
Right.
I was like that too. I'm like, man, I gotta go back to work. This dude gonna be talking all this shit. Nope, he beat the Browns good.
Yeah, especially since they took that option away on IM to block people. You can't do that no more. So I was gonna say you could have just blocked them, but they don't let you do that no more.
They gonna run through the Bills. I don't know why people hype up the Bills, man. What? Like, this was a short season.
I think it's just nostalgia.
Yeah,
because the Bills ain't been in the playoffs. I think since like back in the day when like they had the triplets with, you know, Thurman Thomas, Jim and Andre. when they was getting their asses handed to them every year by the Cowboys.
Yeah, them ain't them Bills, man. This is a short season. The Bills shouldn't even be here.
I do like their quarterback though, Allen. I think he good or whatever. I do, man. They got Stephon Diggs on that team, but and the defense, what I've seen, is nice. But yeah, I just don't think that they're gonna beat Kansas City. I think it's probably gonna be, it might be closer than what people think, but I think Kansas City still gonna come out with that dub.
Right. And Green Bay really shouldn't be there either.
Hey man, motherfucker, I didn't know people hated Aaron Rodgers the way they did. People hate Aaron Rodgers, and I don't know why.
I understand the old boy, but I don't know.
They hate Aaron Rodgers, dog. I was like, damn, when the fuck did this happen? Motherfuckers online like, yeah, Tom Brady gonna go to Green Bay and kick Sharon Rodgers' ass. I was like, damn, okay, so we calling him a woman now, okay?
Yeah, he get too emotional with this.
I was like, all right, what the fuck he doing to y'all? Is it because he was dating Olivia Munn and y'all was mad because y'all been wanting to knock her down since G4 TV?
Right.
Like, tell me something.
I just want to see if it come down to the Buccaneers and Chiefs, man. I kind of want to see AB and get some shine back, something.
Hey, he probably gonna act a motherfucking fool in that Super Bowl, dog, if they get there.
That's gonna be a good game, Chiefs and Bucks.
Yeah. I was already rooting. I mean, I ain't got no dog in the fight anyway, because, you know, as I done told you, I ain't really got no NFL team that I fuck with for real, but I've been fucking with the Chiefs or whatever just because, you know, just through osmosis, because 6 degrees of separation, because that's who we'll fuck with. So I'm like, all right, well, fuck it.
Shit, I'm with it. Missouri got a team going, that's what I'm rooting for.
I wouldn't go that far, nigga.
I mean, kind of got to. I don't know. That's how I feel. If we had a basketball team, I'd be trying to get LeBron over. No.
You trying to petition the team?
Yeah.
Motherfucker, change.org. We need LeBron to come here and play in St. Louis.
I guess, I was rooting for the Rams until they left. I was like, man, this team suck. They need some more players.
Man, yeah, that was some real bitch ass shit how they left. Well, it ain't. It wasn't. It was their owner, but still.
Yeah. Still getting skins, but whatever. And what's up with Conor McGregor, man? He didn't like. He got a whole new like demeanor.
No, ain't he? Is he? Did he fight last night, or is that coming up like next week or something?
I think it's coming up, or is it's in the works? I think it's him and Max Holloway. Whenever he heal up.
Oh, okay.
I think. So, I mean, I can't remember.
So, you know, I did see an interview with him on ESPN earlier, and he wasn't talking the shit that he normally talk.
He no longer the Tory.
He seemed kind of like subdued, like he was on meds or some shit.
That's him now. Like, he back to the way he was when he first started. When he was out there in Ireland fighting. That's him. Like, he stopped all of the antics and whatnot. Because did nobody want to deal with him, man? Yeah, I think he started to notice.
You think that's why he did? He changed shit up on him?
Yeah, he was doing an interview because he retired for a while because he wouldn't get booked or anything like that. He's back at his lightweight frame. He back to the like his fighting. Like, he felt like he had his strongest now, not the bullshit he was doing. And he just back to like the McGregor. Like, I'm going out here and fight. Fuck everything else. Fuck the light. Like, I mean, you got to think about it. You a role model now to these kids. And now you got these motherfuckers imitating you at, like, these amateur shows and online thinking that's cool and stuff. And people like, man, I don't want to put this motherfucker in the show. Like, I'm serious. Like, y'all got to realize, like, you can't be out here. Like, you can't act like some of these MMA fighters. And you don't see, y'all, I know everybody hate Jon Jones, but he don't really be out here like that.
Hey, you know what? Nah, man. I'm with you, but that shit made me laugh because I think that shit made me think about that motherfucking argument we got into a few years ago. When that was a nigga named Day Day, he had that song, got a family to feed. And I was like, yeah, man, this motherfucker so good, man. You know, because I don't know if they don't like these little niggas. I'm like, yeah, that little nigga so good. And you was like, nah, man, he's supposed to be setting the example, man. Kids listen to that. I said, nigga, you talking about some fucking kids listening to rap music of all the shit you be listening to? I was like, nah.
I was like,
no, this nigga ain't.
So did. But man, look, it be affecting careers. Somebody, you, it's not affecting your career per se, but it's affecting the people that's watching careers.
Mm-hmm.
They can come in there doing what you do. They can't.
I'm with you.
Like Buckley, man, did nobody want that dude on his show? Because you know he was on Twitter just talking. Like, he was just.
Well,
like, yeah, he'd be on Twitter. He was on Twitter talking mad shit. That's why it took him so long to get to where he at. Did nobody want to book him at his shows because of his mouth? Nobody wanted him at their gyms because of his mouth. That's what it is, man. I'm like, now we get back to the martial arts and the respect game. Like, I mean, these gyms don't want to deal with it. Don't come here running your mouth, man. If you're going to fight, you're going to fight. Yo,
I'm
fight.
Go ahead.
Yo, not got to sell your ticket.
Yeah. I'm gonna go ahead and say this though, man. Buckley can talk as much shit as he wants to after that damn performance. After that fucking knockout, nigga. I know some people was gonna say it was I think it was skill and luck that helped him get that crazy ass knockout. You can't just say he ain't had no skill, because he definitely had skill to do it, but it was just like everything literally lined up exactly where it was supposed to.
Yeah, I mean, timing, everything. Quick thinking. But he did get knocked out the other night.
For real? I didn't keep tracking that nigga since then. I was like, nope, this my guy. And I just like, watch shit else. That nigga got knocked out.
2 for 2 for UFC. Yeah, he took a head kick. He didn't block. I said, goo.
Well, goddamn.
Yeah, man. Since you brought up music, man. You know these people mad at Cardi B because she won't let her kid listen to WAP. And they're like, but you put this song out here for all the other kids. She not responsible. Just listen to.
You know what?
She
right. Right.
She ain't no parent.
Right, nigga. She need to make a commercial like Charles Barkley, nigga. I ain't no fucking role model.
Right. Like, no.
But you know. You know what though? Who was that? Somebody else was talking about this shit recently. Maybe they weren't talking about it with Cardi B, but they was talking about Jeezy. And that was their reason why they, this was little like the Jeezy Gucci Mane versus. And they was like, yeah, this is the reason why I'm fucking with Gucci Mane, because I can't fuck with Jeezy because that nigga fake. And they was like, what you mean? They was like, cause he told all of us to trap or die, but then he said he gonna tell his kids to go to college. I'm like, nigga, you the dumbass who was listening to this motherfucker who you don't know.
I was listening to the lyrics and the beat was dope. That shit hit. Right, you trying to
drug? That shit ain't make me want to go. Like, this shit ain't make me want to go sell drugs.
Right. Now, what's wrong with you,
nigga?
You listen to music for instructions, huh?
Hey, niggas be acting like Tariq from Power, dog. They be like, they be having the greatest life ever, but then they decide, nah, nigga, fuck all this living good shit. I want to go be a drug dealer.
Right. Like, first of all, if you listening in to music for instructions, then why ain't you out here fighting the power? Like, real talk, like, don't fight the power. Like, you listen to the instructions, do that. You killing because, your own people. You listen to instructions.
Because that music don't sell, dog. Don't nobody want to hear no positive shit. You know how it go.
That's what they need. It sound like he need a positive.
I know, right? You are heard trapping. You are heard about the trap or die, nigga. I don't think, see, the shit like trap or die, like ride or die, whatever. I don't think motherfuckers understand. Like, nigga, the end result is eventually you gonna die from this shit. Granted, we gonna die anyway, but I ain't trying to speed this shit up by putting myself in dangerous situations.
Right. Like, I'd listen to the music for fun. Like, I ain't trying to do all that. I'm like, oh, he did that. I probably ain't even listen to the lyrics. That beat kicked off and I was zoned. But fuck them dudes. You gotta go.
Hello? Nah, man. My motherfucker. Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Man, nah, man. Somebody just called me. Nah, I'm good for like another 15, 20 minutes. So we can go ahead and, you know, do what we do. It's cool. Somebody just called me or whatever, and then it shut the recording off for a minute.
Oh, I be hating when that shit happened.
Dude, don't nobody want to call me. I swear until I saw a recording. It's like mother. It's like a motherfucking bat signal go up.
Oh, this motherfucker on the phone was calling.
This motherfucker doing a podcast.
Shit, it's Martin Luther King's Day.
Martin Luther King's Day.
King's Day. Apostrophe S. Yes.
Hey, man, have you seen any of the fucked up club flyers with him this year?
They reporting the COVID, they better not be sending out no damn club flyers.
Shit, them niggas. Hey, that shit don't stuff. They gonna have one with him of MLK with a motherfucking mask on. Talking about this, talking about come out to the MLK mask on party.
MLK mask off. Percocet.
I seen one where they had MLK and then he had his arms draped around like Meg and Cardi. I said, get the fuck
out. Oh, Lord. He had a good time then.
He looked like he was talking some cash shit. So anyway, what I was saying, baby, so look, we about to go ahead and go to this hotel room. We gonna go on ahead. We gonna go ahead. We gonna smoke a little bit. We gonna drink a little bit. We gonna pop some pills. We gonna get powered up and then we gonna do what we do all night.
So if you had the hotel room with Meg and Cardi, how much Viagra are you taking? Because that's a lot of ass.
You know what, man? I'm gonna just go ahead and be honest, man. Fuck that Viagra. Niggas just need to just go ahead and go get them some dispensary grade weed and go on ahead and, you know, smoke, you know, go and take a few bong grips or whatever, take a few hits off the one hitter, or go ahead and smoke you by like 2-3 J's or whatever, whatever have you, whatever your tolerance is. Take you a couple shots of some good fine liquor, like that Avion 44. I just got some of that. Shout out to my mama. She bought that shit for us. That shit $130 a bottle, but it's good as fuck.
Oof. You be drinking that looking straight. I can't do it.
Nigga, I was on this shit. Dude, I got so fucked up last night when I finally realized, like, oh, wait a minute. I ain't got to go to work tomorrow. Nigga, I was smoking. I smoked like 3-4 bowls, and I did like 3 or 4 like double shots of like that Avion or whatever, just me, and had me a couple of Stella cider beers, and you know I cooked that bagging ass dinner that I showed y'all last night.
That's why you said you got lazy.
Yeah, nigga, I was tired of sitting up in the kitchen. I'm like, I need to go somewhere else, listen to me some music and dance around.
Shots had you go out. Hey, you had them Stella. You said the ciders.
Yeah, them Stella ciders, man. Fuck with them. I've only found them at Schnucks, man. Hey, fuck with them, dog. I'm gonna send you a picture of the box. Them motherfuckers is good. But then again, I don't like the taste of beer. So that right there is right on my alley because I hate the way beer tastes. And them ciders is good.
If I've already been drinking, I could do the beer. Like just regular liquor. Be drunk. But that beer put the icing on the cake though. I try not to drink the beer because they get me drunk faster. But I don't know why.
Right. And you know I've been fasting or whatever, so I hadn't even ate anything, and I'm already like 3-4 shots deep, 3-4 glasses deep on the motherfucking tequila, and then on the motherfucker on the puff pass. So I ain't crack open that beer until after I finished dinner, and then I was just like, "Yep, I'm good."
Dang, I'd have been out for about 2 days.
I slept real good this morning. I woke up around like 9 o'clock, which is late for me. But I'm like, all right, you know, I got up fine. I had no issues. Went to the grocery store. I was kind of mad because I'm like, damn, why are these motherfuckers at the grocery store? Now remember, it's MLK Day, so a lot of people are off work.
Are they?
I guess so, man. It was so many motherfuckers at the grocery store.
I
went to Dirt Burgers too. So I am just okay. I went to a good grocery store.
Their birds be high as a motherfucker.
Hey, nigga, ball out. Like I told you, dude, that's one of the reasons why when people's like, hey, go to Walmart. And I'm like, nigga, Target got everything Walmart got, and I ain't got to worry about with the bullshit. I'll pay a markup if I know that I can get in and out.
Oh, my God. Boy, Walmart, you walk in there, you get behind somebody slow trying to get to the door and then try to grab a cart plugging it. And like, man, you don't get the fuck out the way.
Dude, I only go to Walmart. I only go to Walmart at 7 in the morning when they first, at least the one over here, that's when they first open and don't have the old people hours. I go there when they first open because after 8 o'clock, and this is 8 o'clock p.m., I will not step foot in a Walmart, and that's anywhere because I'm like, nope. All the motherfucking people who live in Walmart is gonna be up in there at that point. It's like they just woke up and come to Walmart.
I hate that shit too. That's why I wish they would go back to 24 hours.
Dude, I can't wait till they do that shit. The motherfucking lines be long as hell. The motherfucking self checkout because they only got like one or two actual real lines and the cashiers open. And then the self checkout because you know motherfuckers be in the self checkout trying to steal shit. Steal.
Oh, Lord.
Niggas be trying to go ahead and get a damn TV and they only just scan like a pack of gum.
And said you just scan that mug and hit cancel and then walk out of there. They already took the barcode off.
Oh man, dumb niggas be like this. Then they be get belligerent with the employees and they be like, oh, excuse me. They be like, no, what the fuck you talking about? Like, I ain't got to steal. I got money.
No, that's the first time I said you had to steal. That's crazy because that one Walmart right next to you, so you gotta go extra.
Man, dude, I'm like, nah, man. I'm like, man, shit, I go ahead and hook that motherfucker right when I'm coming out of my subdivision and be like, nope, I'm going to Target. It's after 8 o'clock. I'm not dealing with Walmart.
Man, that Target over there, man, I like when them. Because I was going to pick up my Xbox over there and they was trying to return some shit. I'm like, boy. She was like, how come? So she had a gift receipt and they just wanted, I guess, the gift card or cat or something back. And they just wasn't listening to the cashier. I'm like, y'all ain't see. She said, just get change for something in store. And they was like, well, I don't know what I want. Can I get, like, no. Like, they want to argue. I'm like, ooh, 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 I came to the wrong target. Let me hurry and get my shit up out of here. Yeah,
I done made the wrong turn.
Yeah, man. I'm like, why? I had to go all the way out there to get my Xbox. I was like, God.
Oh, shit. These motherfucking barbarians up in here.
Hey, you know, listen, man, you know, you can't return it. You already knew that before you walked in the store that you were going to return it the way you wanted to. They bought that shit off your registry, so no.
And that man, that's fucking tacky to return shit that somebody bought off the registry. And really, all you want is the fucking cash. Why you don't just put on there? Just give me cash.
Man, right. You put everything on your registry. And no, and then you can't use that excuse that they bought two of the same thing. Because once you buy it off the registry, leave.
Right. You know, niggas don't know how registries work.
Man, I'm like, oh, Lord. I'm sitting over there looking like, I want to hear the excuses on this. Like, damn, I was looking at the face. And she looked at me, I turned away. I was like, I'm just trying to figure out what you trying to say next. You over there thinking a little bit too hard, like, damn, how can I get over?
This nigga turned away. I see nothing.
Yeah. Like, yeah, like, damn. You know, like, yeah, like, but you just a stupid motherfucker.
Oh, man. Every damn time, bro.
But these cashiers be upset.
Oh, man.
You gotta buy, you gotta use it. They look at your debit card, so you can't put no slick shit with them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because they know, man, too many people that came up there and they're trying to get off on that shit.
Like, as soon as I come up there with no receipt, I'd be like, oh, damn, you got your debit card, the card you pay with? Oh, yeah, here it is. Exactly what they asked. And then, boom, we out.
I guess I have my throwback of the week. My throwback of the week is, wait a minute, let me go check it out, make sure. Oh, yeah, Tears for Fears, Everybody Wants to Rule the World.
I don't think I heard it. Or I don't remember.
I think it was like from the 80s or whatever. It was like an 80s like rock band, whatever. Everybody Wants to, I don't think I'm even singing the right melody, but yeah, I'll send it to you on YouTube. You probably do remember it. You just have to hear it again. Let me find it. I'm gonna send it to you right now, as soon as I can find it. Yep, there we go. You got a throwback show?
Shit, movies. You talking about the song that just hit me? Crush Groove.
My nigga.
You know, I think Force MDs did the soundtrack to that.
My nigga.
And this song, right. Tender Love.
Okay.
Loving me straight from the heart. What? No.
Hey, man. Wasn't Force MDs the one who was in a Class A?
Nah, that's a Full Force.
Oh, okay. Oh, Full Force was like, you know, a heart is the house of love or something.
They helped Lisa get off the ground, and then they had that, man, what was the song at 19? There was some big ass dudes too singing, man.
Yeah, Ain't My Type of Hype.
Ain't My Type of Hype, baby.
Ain't My Type of Hype, Temporary Love Thing, All in My Mind, Unselfish Lover, Unfaithful. They had a few hits.
I think they still producing stuff.
Probably. Man, if nothing else, dude, them dudes probably eating real good off of like people having to sample their music and then you gotta pay them.
Man, I just came across a clip of one of these cats, this dude wearing a little white headband. Right, the video, but go watch that, y'all. Go pull up full force and watch that shit. I be doing this shit all the time.
That's definitely like a classic group right there. I don't have really anything in particular left. I do want to go on ahead and tell people to be safe out here, because these motherfuckers definitely gonna act up in the next few days.
Shit, let them.
They gonna act up and they not gonna get shot though, B. That's the thing about it. I'm like, dude, I'm like, man, nah, treat them like y'all would treat black people. Cause if that was Black Lives Matter, I ain't saying everybody would have got mowed down. They at least would have had capped at least 6 to 10 of them motherfuckers. Like sniper on the roof cap. They would have JFK'd them motherfuckers.
Man, these cops that was at the Capitol come out talking about the event, man. They was just like, I just can't believe it. They took this one narcotic detective, actually. He suited up to go help the cops stop these people, man. They tore through the building and took off his gear and pushed him down. One of the guys said, take his gun and shoot him with it. Shoot him with his own gun. And he said some of the people that bust through surrounded him and protected him from the rest of them. I'm like, that's crazy. One of the veterans said that was cleaning up the area. He was like, man, we didn't fight for this country that had a right to do what they did. Like, you did something stupid, you got shot. It is what it is. Like, you knew what was going to happen. We don't have a right to storm the Capitol like that. Like, they stormed it, but like, all of them going to jail. I don't know, fly list. Y'all was tripping, man. I mean, right, cool. Bitch. It's like, we don't have a right to protest if you want. That's what y'all was doing, but then you just decided to go in there and storm that motherfucker. That flipped the script for everybody else. They couldn't believe it. Like, these are the same people. Black Lives Matters, and now what? Y'all about the same group.
Dude, they worse than Black Lives Matter. Because, I still contend that the people who was doing all that property damage and, you know what I'm saying, all the rioting and looting and throwing shit at the police, those weren't people in Black Lives Matter. Those were people who, while they may have been black, they won from Black Lives Matter, and all of them won black. It was a whole bunch of white faces coming down there with masks on and shit like that or whatever, and throwing shit at the police.
Yeah, they were setting fire to them buildings. I don't think black people know how to set shit on fire like that to make the whole building blow up.
Well, left eye.
RIP. Oh, shit. Is it Andre Rison?
Nigga, did you hear why she actually set that motherfucking house on fire?
Didn't she catch him with somebody else?
Nigga, she called him multiple times cheating or whatever, and then this nigga, like, well, allegedly, he put his hands on her, and that was when she was like, all right, I got something for your ass. And then at the time, too, she was kind of fucking with Tupac, so that's what made him put his hands on her, because her and Tupac had like a, from all accounts, they weren't fucking. They weren't fucking, but it was just like Tupac even told her. He was like, hey, look, in 10 years from now, I don't care who you with, I don't care who I'm with, me and you, we gonna be together, we gonna get married. And it's kind of fucked up when you think about it that neither one of them motherfuckers made it to 10 years post that. Man. But, you know what I'm saying, but then Andre Rison apparently heard that, like, you know, they was a bit, because Tupac used to be in Atlanta a lot. And, you know, Andre Rison apparently heard that they was at the club together, whatever. Then after, like, the two of them had broke up, and he was like, also, you fucking with Tupac now? And, you know, kind of slapped her up a few times, allegedly. And then she was like, you know what? I got some fun, this motherfucker. I might can't beat him physically, but I know a way I can beat this nigga.
You find it crazy that these motherfuckers had all these hits and no money?
Oh, dude, but that's just like the way the music industry was and is set up or whatever. That's why I'm like, dude, it's so important for you to be an independent artist. Granted, you ain't gonna have the machine behind you, but at least that way, you know you getting 100% of your money.
Mm-hmm.
Because it don't make no damn sense. Dude, you got multiple platinum albums or whatever. Your ass ain't even got a fucking car.
Ridiculous. What about... You know what's coming back up in the media, not full force the group, but like that Chris Stokes and Raz B. Mm. You know Chris Tucker saying, yeah, he got sexually assaulted. He said this on his Instagram. But it wasn't by me. It was his brother. Like, look at this dude telling on himself. And don't nobody else
wait a minute. Wait. Hold up.
What? Said Razzby's younger brother is the one that raped him. Razzby sexually assaulted him. And did
his,
all this
his stuff. Younger brother raped him.
That's what Chris Stokes said.
Man, Chris Stokes needed to just quit fucking talking, dog. Like, stop bringing this shit back up before people start looking in that shit and your ass get in trouble. Like, you probably should have the first time.
Well, you know, Raz B, he did an interview. I forget what the name of the radio station was or is, but he did an interview and he said that Chris Stokes blocked it. Like, they put a lawsuit on and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And that they can't release the album. Or not the album, but the interview. But Raz B like, nah, I'm tired of being bullied, man. This stuff getting out here one way or the other. And the dude that did the interview said he with you because he was a molester too. Yeah. And these kids, like a lot of kids in the industry out there, apparently, they afraid to talk. And looking at this cat Chris Stokes profile picture, I would use it for our show, but I ain't trying to get sued.
Right, we didn't made it this one without getting sued yet.
You look like a child molester. You look like you raped that dude, but why would he come out and keep saying this?
Man, I mean, dude, I've always felt sorry for Raz B since all this happened or whatever, because I'm like, motherfuckers, and it was niggas. Niggas was sitting up like joning on that dude and making fun of him or whatever. I'm like, dude, do y'all realize it's a whole lot of men who end up getting sexually assaulted? Oh, a lot of men. But they don't talk about this shit because they know y'all gonna fucking laugh at them.
Mm-hmm.
And or go ahead.
He said it was him and Marcus Houston that, like, I guess they was laying in bed together and they jumped him and raped him.
Man, that shit's sick. It's a reason why a lot of like these child actors in entertainment or whatever, like you said, damn dumb man. If they do make it to see adulthood, they be so fucked up in the head. Look at all them dude. Look at like I don't think he made it to really see adulthood like he should have. But like, look at like River Phoenix. I was watching a documentary about him or whatever. Like, dude, you ain't gonna tell me that dude wasn't, he was taking all them damn drugs because he was trying to cope with some kind of shit that happened to him.
Yep.
Nobody fucking does that. The same thing with Corey Feldman. The same thing with like, who was the other one? Corey Haynes. Motherfucking Macaulay Culkin. Look at him. Jamie Foxworth from Family Matters. Little Judy Winslow. Look at her or whatever. Like, dude, it's so many. I think the only motherfucker who like made it to adulthood as a child star and didn't get fucked up along the way and somehow is two of them. I think it's Dakota Fanning and motherfucking Haley Joel Osment.
Yep.
Like everybody else, fucked up. I mean, shit. Look at that. This ain't even no shot of him. Look at fucking Michael Jackson. Look at what being in the entertainment industry literally all his life did to that man.
All the harassments and people trying to get money about him. He acting like a little ass kid out here, naive and shit, and knowing he should be doing something. I ain't doing it anyway.
Stop it, Joseph. Stop. Hey, you know what, man? We was supposed to be serious, nigga. See?
Yeah.
Because you know, as soon as you do it, I'm going to have to join in. Oh, man, but this shit crazy, though, man. I'm like, dude, y'all wonder why these people fuck up. It's like, look at the people hanging around them, man. You got all these adults around them who, even if they related to them, they still taking advantage of them in some way. Shit, crazy, my G.
You see that picture I sent you?
Yeah, man, I see that shit.
Look like, yeah,
I see
that shit.
Hey, man,
how come they not pressing this dude?
Dude, if they need to, if they ever want to go on ahead and just post that shit out there, like, right, me should just post that shit on Instagram, but like, I'm gonna just leave this here.
know what's gonna happen. Like this shit that happened, like he gonna want to sue. Like how come I ain't sue? How come this motherfucker get sued? He raping little boys. That's why these dudes are here. I believe the whole group knew, except J-Bug. I believe the rest of them cats knew that this dude was in there getting tossed up.
Why you don't think J-Bug knew?
I don't think he knew, man. He just like look on. He just when they did every time they interview him, he was like, "Man, I have no idea."
Nigga, you like, got a J-Bug agenda.
It's like, look, man.
Wait a minute. So who's the other niggas? I know Amari. Who the other nigga?
Lil Fizz was probably in it too. That's probably why he out here jumping from.
Alleged.
why he out here acting the way he is. J-Bug just, I don't think he was around all that. I don't know. I could be wrong, but when he did the interviews, he was just like, he could have came out and he told me, I was trying to find out. They just keep telling me, like, ain't nothing happened. Amarion get in there acting like, he's like, I have no recollection. I'm like, all right.
Nigga, J-Bug your favorite out of the group or something? I'm just trying to figure out how he can slid the bell of not knowing.
Yeah, I guess it's an interview. I don't know. I ain't got no favorites in that group. I wouldn't know.
Hey, man, the only motherfucking B2K song that I ever liked was that Bump, Bump, Bump. And I think that's probably because nigga R. Kelly wrote and produced that joint, you know, and then they had Puffy up in there. I think R. Kelly wrote Puffy verse too.
He wrote the whole shit.
That nigga. Man, see, that's what pissed me off about R. Kelly, man. I'm like, dude, you were so fucking talented. You literally could have had any woman you wanted to. Why the fuck was your ass seemingly addicted to these damn women, to these little girls?
Stupid. He mental issues. Something wrong with him. I don't know. That shit disgusting. Like, he had a whole wife that was loyal to him. He done gone to some little girls. Just like Chris Stokes. Oh, why you playing with these little boys? Like, that's mad. Ugh. Like, you ain't no way he looked like he messing with little boys. Like, this motherfucker haircut. Marcus Houston, man. I don't know what happened to that dude.
Hey, man, I'm sorry, dude. I had to mute myself because I was talking to my son. But I'm listening to you, and I'm like, damn, this nigga just going to keep on going about this, huh? He got a lot of opinions.
Because when you got kids, you like, man, you better tell me. Ain't no hush, because I'll show up with a 40.
Like, this nigga going for it. So... Shit, man. You tell me, dog. We got any parting? You got any parting shots for the people? Anything else you want to go on ahead and say before we get about you? We have an hour and a half, B. An hour and a half strong off of nothing for real. Because y'all didn't email in uptownentboys@gmail.com if you want to, you know, get involved in the conversation. What's up, Aaron? What's up, Max? What's up, Jasmine? What's up, Brian? What's up, Amanda? Lil Mandy? What's up? Holla at us. Yeah, what's up, Will?
Don't like the email. That's all good. As long as you stay listening. I know Jasmine. I ain't finna get her started. Starting 2021.
Hey, nice. Man. Hey, man. I'm surprised she emailed in getting real mad at me or whatever, because remember I said, hey, Jasmine, go ahead and make sure all your niggas go on ahead and go out the phone.
For sure she was about to email in on that. I thought Max was going to say something, chime in. Max, you need to go on TikTok. There's some stuff on there for you.
Oh, Max, you know what, though? Max probably done broke his damn dick somewhere. He probably somewhere passed out with that busted challenge. And then what's the new one? Face to ass or ass to face? What's the new one? They got a new challenge out too.
I still looking at the buzzer challenge. I'm like, dang.
Hey, man, you know what? You know what's real? You know what I've noticed, though? There are some women who, even if they try out, even though they try to make themselves like not look beautiful or to make themselves look homely, they still look good, even in the first part of it. And then on retrospect of that, it's some women who after they bust it and get down and start dancing, they still be looking busted.
Mm-hmm. You know, I had to cut it off because the you remember Wilding Out, the one dude, the gay dude with the dreads, he be doing a stupid dance.
Emmanuel, or are you talking about my man? Okay, yeah, I don't know his name, but yeah, I got you.
He always talking about doing stuff with Hitman.
Did not appreciate that shit.
Nope. He ran off the stage, but he came in and did that stupid challenge. I said, it's done. I'm done. Turn it off.
You don't want to be involved no more.
I said, what is this dude doing on here with this song? And then he slid out the pole. I said, nope. I was on there 40 minutes strong watching that.
Damn. Hey, you know what? I ain't mad at you, dog. Because when she started following that hashtag and you get up in that loop, you just keep scrolling, dog. And it'd be beautiful.
So that's all I did, man. I was just like, then I saw one dude on there. He was like, all the guys' reaction to the challenge. I was like, yep, that's true. she ain't do it. Yeah, no, this one. Like Nelly's girlfriend, she hit that mug. She all over that ass thing.
I don't think I seen the one with Nelly's girlfriend. She did that.
Yeah.
What's her name on IG? Or you know what? If you don't mind, can you send me the videos? Can you just share them with me?
Yeah, I thought I sent it to you. I thought I did.
You might have did. Let me go look before I had you going through that work, dog. You right. Because I'm terrible about checking my shit. I think that's why Will quit sending me shit. Because, like, he's like, fuck this. Fuck this. Oh,
I'll take my stuff
in him. I guess I didn't send it to you. I sent you it. I sent it to the other group. Let me find this bug. But I ain't got no parting shots for nobody. Y'all know what's up. Stay safe.
Yeah, man. Or stay dangerous. Fuck it. Shit. Like,
you probably gonna have to stay dangerous to make sure that nobody snatch you about your car.
Man, that shit fucking... I just don't understand why these niggas is so fucking mad.
I don't know.
Like, damn, dog.
Man, they gonna
y'all really think... Y'all really think somebody stole this shit, huh?
How many more days? We got 2 more days left. Is this the 18th? I can't wait. No.
Man, I'm strongly thinking about calling in sick from work on the motherfucking 20th, dude. Just because if something happened, nigga, I'm already gonna be watching it anyway. But I'm just like, nope. I need to be at the ready in case I don't know what the fuck I do. But at the ready to go ahead and hunker down or some shit because we didn't fucking got martial law instituted.
That's gonna be their fault.
Yo, I don't know if they really understand that shit or whatever. It's like, dude, stop doing that shit. But whatever.
I sent you that.
Hold up now. Hold on now. Let me go and give my reaction in real time. Okay. Hold up. Shit. Damn, where the fuck did you go? Alright. Okay, she got a nice little body on her. She's not bad looking. Okay. Oh, shit. Okay, drop it. Damn. Okay. That's Nelly chick, huh?
Yep, she had another one. I can't find it.
Hey, man. Nelly stayed with her. Nelly stayed with a baddie.
Right. He posted that himself. Yeah. It wasn't even on her page. I don't even know her name.
I see motherfucking Hitman hollering in the damn comments talking about some, yeah, man, you supposed to walk in the camera.
No, she wasn't walking in that camera. Oh, they got new videos on here. So the white girls, the snow bunnies kind of jumped on to try to do it. They tried.
Hey man, I saw one. I saw one of a chick of a white girl, man, and she was dog. It looked it, dude, she stopped dancing. She won dancing. She was like practicing her fucking moves.
Now there was this old white lady that did it. I was like, okay, grandma, go ahead. She did it. I need to find that. That's the one I need to find. Cause you're gonna look at that shit and be like, damn. Where is she at? You know she is fucking with black. She was sure. This the one that right. tripped me out. I'm gonna send you this one. I guess y'all getting these reactions.
Y'all gonna get these. Hey, you know what? That might be the title of the show. Y'all gonna get these reactions.
Oh yeah, I fuck with that. With the what's his name? What's up with Randy Jackson?
Nigga, I don't know what this nigga. These niggas forever trying to make somebody a clone.
Enzo, that's not Randy Jackson, but he has surgery. That's him. He has surgery just like everybody else. Now you look like a casual roach. That's what somebody had told me. I was like, that's funny as hell.
Nigga, a casual roach.
I heard that. I was like, I forever never gonna forget he looked like that. I can't even get it out. I was like, that's true.
Oh shit, nigga, that shit almost made me drop my motherfucking phone.
Some of these girls are putting these makeup look like two different people.
I know, right? That's the real haunting portion of it. It's just like, damn, like, and then you look at them and you like, Slim, you don't even look bad for real without the makeup. So why you feel like you need to put all that on you? But I guess it's just a thing that they just feel like they need to do.
Right. I can't find this old lady. Dang.
Okay, let me see what this is, okay? Damn, they actually got a motherfucking whole IG page dedicated to this shit.
Mm-hmm.
That's smart, though. Because I thought, okay. Okay. Okay.
They are getting it.
Hey, man, I ain't mad at it. Any of this. This is beautiful.
They like got a whole section of the. I guess they deleted some and put some new ones on here in this hashtag. I think it's
AB, Skype just told me to avoid legal issues by telling you that this call is being recorded. I'm just saying. I ain't never seen that message before. I don't know why it just popped up.
I think it sent me the same thing. Like, wait, what was it? What, I ain't sent you nothing over here.
Oh, no, dude. Scott just said avoid legal issues by letting people know that they're being recorded.
Oh, so you got to tell me I'm being recorded. Gotcha. Even though it says it's recorded.
Exactly. Like we ain't already pre-planned all this, but whatever. Thanks, Skype, I guess.
I'm done anyway.
Yeah, man. I ain't got no parting shots. Like I said, man, just stay safe, whatever. Keep your head on the motherfucking swivel. And hopefully we gonna you know, in the famous words of Mac 10, it ain't gonna be easy, but it's gonna be off the easy, believe me.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know. Hey man, that nigga was the motherfucking real killer, dog. We don't be talking about the real killers in music. That nigga was a real killer. If that nigga showed up somewhere and just ice grilled me, I might piss myself.
Yo, he even smacked up T-Boz.
Nigga, that nigga, who else did it? Beanie Siegel, another motherfucking nigga who, that nigga just looked like he was just, like, he just, like, I kill everybody in this motherfucker.
He was on Black and fucking it.
See? But, yeah, man. Again, y'all, you got any questions, concerns, or you just want to get at us, email uptownentboys@gmail.com. Yeah, that's it, I guess. I guess we'll holler at y'all moon crickets next week.
Yo.
Peace.
Later.